It says, and he said to me, your son Solomon is the one who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be a son to me, and I will be a father to him. And I will establish his kingdom forever if he resolutely performs my commandments and my ordinance as it is done now. That resolutely is unchanging. Now that's one of the characters of God, and he's already getting hold of it. Having the resolve to follow God no matter what is a character of God, to have his nature. See, when David realised that, if you look in Psalm 51, when David's crying out to God in verse 10, he's saying, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. He knew, he'd glimpsed and grasped hold of some of God's nature, and then he'd let it go because of what he'd done. And I said, I want to get hold of that steadfast part of your character, God. He says, I want to get hold of that again, because that steadfastness is going to carry me through. That steadfastness is going to bring me through. So he's asking God to give him back that steadfastness, because he knows if he's got that, he can keep his direction going. And all the things that he's weak on are still resolvable, so long as he stays steadfast with his eyes on God the Father. See, there was a question mark with me on, because you can look and you see the character of God, yet there's so many times when he's talking about us changing, and the first thing is, well, what's this business about changing? If God doesn't change, why does he want me changing? In Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8 it says, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art the potter, and all of us are the work of thy hands. This is God moulding us. But when you look at the analogy, what the potter is doing is taking the clay that's in its rough state and bringing it to a state of perfection, which is exactly what God's doing in us. He's not changing us, he's making us complete and perfect, so that eventually God wants us to have the full nature that he's got. And he can only do that by us grasping hold of that in our character. The things that God is, you know, God is love. Yet we run sometimes with hate in our hearts. Oh, you say, oh, well, I don't hate. We do sometimes. We fall out with one another. And the capacity to fall out with one another comes because there's the capacity to hate within us. And it rises up when things don't go our way. When things get out of our control, we start hammering the hate button. And we start throwing things at anybody and everything. We've all done it. We've all lost our rag. We've all thrown things at other people, often the nearest and dearest, and it's because we can't deal with things, because the hate button's pushed, the old nature's coming back. But you see, to get the vessel through from the clay into the perfect vessel, you know, you can mould it on the potter's wheel and make it into the perfect shape, but it'll not last until it's been in the oven. It'll disintegrate until it's been baked in the oven. And then when it's baked in the oven, it's set. And it's ready for use. There'll be elements of your nature that's touching the very nature of God now. And there's elements of your nature that you'll feel, oh, I'm miles away from God in that. But God's drawing us on each part of us towards Himself. And the things that are going to really reach through into God are the things that we can hold on to direction wise. It says in Romans chapter 12, and this is where a lot of the battle's going on. I've already used this scripture, but it's, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's a battleground going on in our minds between what God wants and what we want. God is trying to change the perception that we have of ourselves and the things around us. We see a lot of things not like God sees. We see things from our own motivation, our own selfish ends, our own narrow viewpoint, because we don't see everything, we see a little bit of anything. But God's wanting us to see things as He sees them, and we can't when we're holding a lot of our old nature still together. But one thing God's got, and it's a great thing when He sort of starts passing it down to us, is tenacity. God will not let us go. And when He feeds that down into us, we will not let God go. And when we get a taste of that, you know, things might go wrong, we might press the wrong buttons in our emotions or whatever else, but God's not going to let us go, because He can see in us the things that are going towards His nature, the things that we're developing in ourselves, which we are changing, and sometimes we think we're not, because the process is slow. But I mean, we've seen people over the years, you know, they've changed, some quickly in some areas, some have taken a long time to change. So for some it's been a battleground, because our entrenched nature, we can be so stubborn. We can be so stubborn to let go of things and release ourselves. Perhaps sometimes because we've been hurt and we've put this cocoon around us to try and stop anything penetrating. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 51 it says, we shall all be changed. We're going to be changed. And there's going to be a final change, because there's one thing that God is that we can't totally get into while we're here. We're flesh and blood, and God is spirit. And the last thing that He's going to bring us into in His nature is His total perfect spirit. When we get rid of the fleshly body, and we're 100% spirit. We can't really grasp hold of that, because there's so many of the human biological pulls attached to the fleshly body. You know, I mean, who here never gets tired? I suppose everybody sleeps sometime during the night. If it's only 1 hour at night, sooner or later you get tired, you fatigued, you get hungry, you get thirsty. You do get different moods at different times. So we are all subject to the human body. But God's going to take us beyond that state. There's going to be a time when God says, you put down the earthly body and you take up the spiritual body in its fullness. See, God can already see in us the things that are in tune with Him. He can already see the things in us. He can see the potential in us. He can see when we're pulling the other way. But He can see the nature of God, His own nature, shining through each one of us, the elements of His nature. He knows we're not perfect, even as we know we're not perfect. but he sees the potential. He sees the willingness of our hearts. Now there's some scriptures I'm going to go through now, which are key things to help us to lock into the direction that God's wanting us to look and to go. If you turn to Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14, it says, "For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm to the end." Hold fast. Whatever comes against you in life, whatever's thrown at you, whatever turmoil you might go through in situations and relationships, God's saying, hold fast. Now, that I looked up the root of that, and it's really interesting because it really fits in. It's to bring a ship towards the shore. How do you want to be a ship that God's bringing to the shore? You know, that's a wonderful analogy, that. God's wanting to draw us more and more into his own character. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9, in verse 8, he's talking about the devil. "Be sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour." It says, "But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world." Firm in your faith. That's another thing. Hold fast. Remain firm in your faith. That means that's got to stick in us and with us, regardless of what happens. Regardless of what happens. Because it's the one thing that will take us through anything and everything. Colossians chapter 2. Verse 5. It says, "For even though I am absent in body, nevertheless I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good discipline and the stability of your faith in Christ." That's another thing, another key thing, stability. We can be up and down like yo-yos sometimes, and God wants to see in us stability. God is stable. God is so stable. He's the rock that never moves. He's the rock that we can hold on to in any storm. So the stability of your faith. Be stable. Be stable. And it's a difficult one when your emotions are pulled this way and that way. But stability. Acts chapter 14. Verse 22. "Strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God." Continuing in the faith. Continue. You know, the one that loses in a fight is the one that doesn't continue. Continue in the faith. And it's saying that, you know, we may go through tribulation, but that continue, that means remain, persevere. We've all had times when we just feel like throwing the towel in, we feel like giving up, we feel like running away. That's not God's nature. God's nature is to keep in there. That's why He keeps them with us. You know, we're still in there, we're still on the potter's wheel. Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 18. In order that by two unchangeable things in which is impossible for God to lie, we may have strong encouragement, we who have fled for refuge in laying hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, and a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil. There's so much in them two verses. The hope of God in your life and in my life. It goes beyond everything that. I thought faith would be the anchor for the soul. But actually it's hope. Yeah. It's hope is the anchor for the soul. Even if your faith flounders, the hope of God will keep it alive. Hope both sure and steadfast. That's the word steadfast again. And one which enters within the veil. That's going to take us into that special place in God. You know, when we think in terms of going beyond the veil, I just think, you know, going into another room and still being looking at God at a distance. But you know, as soon as you get beyond the veil, you're in God. It's not going into His presence, you go into Him. That's going beyond the veil. That's a special place. That's reaching and touching the very heart of His nature. Going on through the veil. First Corinthians chapter 15. The last verse, verse 58. You know, we know some of these verses quite well. They have been quoted quite a lot. But we see them as God, really, rather than or somebody else, rather than us. But it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Steadfast and immovable. How can we be like that when we have such an imperfect nature? Because we haven't got imperfect nature. We're looking to the perfect nature. It's where we've got the our sights set. If we're going to look and see all the imperfect things within us, that's going to be our major. We're going to major on that. But God's saying, if you hold fast, if you get a firmness in your faith, if you get some stability in you and continue. And continue, and continue. You, all those are like directional. They're going to take your focus off you and off me and put the focus on God. And we're going to draw from God who He is. And who He is His nature. You know, love, peace, patience, self-control, all those things are the nature of God. Some things we're better at than others. But if we focus on God, and God wants us to be in that place of His nature and stay there, this is where we become unchanging as God is unchanging. When we reach through in that nature, we're not coming back to the old nature. We're grasping hold of the new nature in Christ Jesus, that's going to stay with us. You know, the peace and the patience, the love, the self-control, all the fruits there that are God's nature is going to be in us and already is appearing in us. You have changed from where you were years ago. You have changed. Not only have your hair perhaps gone a bit grey, but you have changed. You have moved on from where you were. And you're moving nearer to God. Oh, you've got your difficulties. You've got the things that are going to pull you in other directions. But you've got a mindset. You've got God's nature already in you. You see the finish. Paul, the Apostle Paul, He knew he was on a journey. And part of his nature had grasped hold of God. It was in tune. But much of his nature still needed to grasp hold of God in his perfectness. If you look in Philippians chapter 3, that's where that famous dialogue of Paul's is. I'm going to finish with this because this shows the battle that Paul was in, that we all are going through. We are heading to the finishing line, where we will be transformed from the flesh and blood to the 100% Spirit of God. He created us to be like Him. He is leading us into that perfect state of being with Him and like Him. Philippians chapter 3. Can we start at verse 9? And may be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through Christ, through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings and being conformed to His death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect. See, Paul knew he hadn't arrived at the perfection, but he knew the direction he was taking, because he'd got the steadfastness of faith. He'd got the continuity, the stability of faith. He knew to stand no matter what. He knew to stand, and he knew the direction. It says, not that I've already obtained it or I've already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that which for which I was also laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Jesus laid hold of you and me to bring us to perfection. He laid hold of you and me. When he died on the cross, he did it to cancel out all that had gone. But he did it to bring us to perfection. To bring us into the full nature of God. And he laid hold of us. And if he laid hold of us, he's not going to let us go lightly. Somebody who lays hold on you, if it's on a dark night, you know, you're going to be struggling to get away, aren't you? It's that type of, you know, lay hold of, at which also I was laid hold of Christ. So, brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call in God in Christ Jesus. Paul knew, never let go. Never let go. Keep your direction. Keep your sights on where you're going. And walk in stability. Don't be jumping this way and that way. Just keep a straight line towards God. Keep firm in your faith. Keep steadfast. Don't be drawn off at a tangent this way and that way. God said this week, this to me this week. God said this to me this week. And you go one way and then the other. No. God will set you a direction. And he'll want to see stickability. He'll want to see a stability. He'll want to see you continuing. And he'll draw out of you, or he'll draw you into that perfectness of who he is. The more we know, the more we see, the more we understand of him, the more his nature will fill us. And we'll get to that day when our earthly body is put on one side, and then we're totally in spiritual realm, totally spirit, just as God is spirit, we'll be spirit, and we'll know him just as he is, not with our wrappings of the flesh. God is unchanging. God is unchanging. And we're going to get to that unchanging state. We're going to get to that. Hallelujah. Praise God.